What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you are listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, and we broadcast weekdays from 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. You can listen to us over the Internet and stream it at republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B. Look for Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. Additionally, call us at 970-817-5881. When I say call, it's actually a listen line. You can listen at any time, anywhere, and it actually makes it really nice if you're traveling because you might lose cell reception, etc., and you can listen to a continuous stream of consciousness that specifically discusses local currency as a solution to the top-down system. This hour, we have presidential candidate Scott Keller, who's from Colorado, in Denver specifically, and he is starting a political party which is based upon reforming the monetary system. Not sure if the producer there is Scott on the line yet? Okay. But Scott, I met originally actually in Florida, and he moved to Colorado as well. It's a cool thing to do. You know, we're broadcasting from the Dredd Studio and in Summit County here up around approaching 10,000 feet, and it's absolutely epically beautiful. No air conditioning necessary, and that's what's so nice. You can sleep out without the air conditioning running constantly, and because it's so inviting, you want to be outside. And people do, and that's why it's one of the most fit states in the entire country. And in addition to that, because people are more healthy physically, their mind tends to be more healthy because they aren't watching so much TV. When one is stuck inside because of the oppressive heat and humidity, as one often is in Florida, you end up watching more TV, and that is just poison. Poison for your brain. When you are being inundated with messages, you're actually being programmed by the TV. Alternatively, if you allow your own mind to expand, it can create a different paradigm of thought. You can, you know, whenever your mind is working on creative ideas, one always feels more alive. That's what your human spirit is built for, is to express and learn about your own creative artistry, about what makes you unique, rather than being programmed into a rubber stamp replication of one another, where conformity is the norm. Non-conformity is where excellence occurs, and thinking outside of the box. And I always use the Steve Jobs example. Steve Jobs is often, you know, he's recognized as one of the most talented and innovative minds in a, you know, generation. And his caption is to think differently. Well, Steve Jobs admits that he thought differently on acid. That's how he thought differently. But we've got a break. We'll be right back. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle ever ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheAmountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
Surely, indeed, it is not to live in pain and fear. And the unique selling proposition of this broadcast, its entire intention, is to offer peace of mind to the people of the world so that they do not have to live in scarcity. And the reason why they do live in scarcity is because of a corrupt monetary system. Now, the people who wish to expose the true cause of this corrupt monetary system, they rarely get a wide recognition. There are some so-called truth broadcasters, but they don't ever have a meaningful debate about different monetary systems. Why is there no meaningful debate about the most important topic on the planet? So this is the forum where they get to speak their mind, and Scott Keller is a presidential candidate who has a political party, which the primary platform of that party is radical reform of our monetary system. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, outstanding. I guess if you could, can you describe, some of the, what's wrong with our existing monetary system, and how does your party address it?
Oh, a lot of things are wrong with the monetary system. I'm sure you are well aware of that. It's wrong all the way down to the roots, with the Federal Reserve, with what money actually is, with usury, with the centralized control of it, and with the complete disregard of people and fundamentals and what is good for humanity in general. It seems like everything is just based on profiting the few and deck with everybody else. So, yeah, basically we're all about that. I mean, I think that's one of the roots, primary, whatever you want to term it, the most important issues that we have to face is tied into just about every issue that's out there. And I think that one of the catalysts to everything that we're doing was just witnessing on TV, on radio, and politics, and essentially every area of our life, at least here in the U.S., and it seems like around the world, that the fundamentals are being ignored. And it seems like so many just simply obvious things, at least seems obvious to me, are being swept under the rug to talk about the status quo. And I can't stand it. I don't think that you can stand it. I think there are a number of people. Obviously, the party is gathering momentum. So there are a lot of people that are fed up with it and are recognizing what's going on. And I think that it's important at this point that we accelerate our efforts to point these things out to people in ways that they can understand them and be able to accept them. So,
okay. And specifically, is your form of, for your parties, to that group, do you believe we need to return to commodity money? We need to end the Fed? Like, what are the steps, and what is the basis for the monetary system?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What is the basis for the reform of the that you advocate? Is it a commodity-based system? Many people think that we need to go back to gold and silver. Alternatively, there's some Bill Spills camp. Ellen Brown believe in the Lincoln Greenback style of money. Do you have a local remedy, or what is the basis for your system?
Well, I personally believe that we need to put all of those on the table and discuss them and get to the truth of them, what works and what doesn't work. I personally do not believe in the commodity-based system, just based on my own perspectives, my own understanding of what money is, and just being a means of exchange and the value where the quote-unquote value of it comes from. And whether it's paper or some kind of coin, it's all essentially valued according to the people that use it. So to say that somehow money is going to be more worthwhile just because it has some kind of metal behind it, quote-unquote behind it, it doesn't necessarily change the value unless the people that are putting that metal behind it all agree to use it because the metal is behind it, which just doesn't make sense to me. It's a mentality, in my opinion. So our perspective or our approach to this is not necessarily to advocate one specific solution or another. It is to put them all on the table and let's share these options with people. Let's give them the opportunity to see the differences between them and to understand that what they've been given over, they essentially given one choice or one option to choose from when there are many, many possible options. And a local currency, I know that you're an advocate of that. I am as well. I think that is at least a very good immediate step that we can take, that we don't need permission from Washington, we don't need permission from anybody, essentially, to establish our own local trade system. If we want to trade with bananas, we can trade with bananas. It seems kind of silly to do that, but it's just an example, you know, an extreme example of just being able to choose our own system and be able to do it today rather than waiting for some election to magically change things. There's no election that's going to magically change things if we, the people, don't change things ourselves. We have to get involved. We have to take steps. We have to organize. We have to cooperate with each other, coordinate with each other. And by doing those things, we'll see changes.
Don't you find it just mind-boggling? Here it is, it's 2012. You know, we've gone to the moon. We've done all of these things. We have all this technology. We essentially have on our cell phone the same amount of technology as used in the Apollo missions. But in that same time, I've never seen a meaningful and well-articulated debate between these different philosophies of money. Isn't it amazing that the controllers have kept this debate so suppressed about the most meaningful thing? Of basically, money is half of every exchange that we have, a trade exchange. And there's never, I've never seen a debate between like Ron Paul and Bill Still, or a commodity guy versus a Lincoln Greenback guy. Why don't these debates occur? It's just amazing that this hasn't happened already.
Yeah, I agree. And I believe, personally, that there are a number of factors that are feeding into that. One, yes, the controllers. But two, we have a series of so-called experts, quote-unquote experts, and I think we had a conversation about that before, what an expert really is. And in my opinion, an expert really is just somebody that's very knowledgeable about one or two or whatever list of status quo things. They know what they know. They know what they've read in books. They know the studies that they've seen. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they understand the roots. They don't understand the fundamentals, what that knowledge is based on. And when we take a few steps back and we start looking at what these systems are, and we start digging into the roots of them, we start understanding that these experts are basing everything that they know on falsehoods. They have come to accept them because they've read them in a book, but they are just complete falsehoods. Here's studies of things like Austrian economics about inflation, and you see that they are making assumptions based on some phenomena that they witnessed. And they see this thing happen and they jump to conclusions as to why it happened. And if we take those few steps back, we start understanding that that's not really the case anymore, that the roots or the assumptions that they made were false, and we get to analyze it and find out what the real cause of these things are. And I think that if we are able to start exposing these factors, these experts, these whatever the term would be for whichever factor we're talking about, then we start getting debates on the truth rather than the status quo. The debates that we see between a Ron Paul or Obama or Romney, they are all based on status quo. And
let me cut you off if I could. We've got a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that the private for profit International Federal Reserve is the sovereign. They make the decisions. The government doesn't have authority over it. Just as he states. So what are we going to do about it? Scott Keller is our guest, and he is a presidential candidate whose party, political party, basically wants to have a deep and meaningful conversation, have a real debate about the most important topic. How is money created? Who controls the money? Can that currency be manipulated by a small group of people? And he was indicating in our last segment, basically there's assumptions out there made by Austrians, you know, just as one group to name, and Austrian economics is saying, you know, we're suffering from inflation, prices are going up. Well, that's an assumption. Just because prices are going up, that doesn't mean it's because of inflation. Prices can also go up through engineered scarcity. What if, in fact, we are suffering from a scarcity of Federal Reserve notes? And they've actually made it more difficult for us to pay our debts. Therefore, we can't pay the debts. We then get foreclosed upon, and they confiscate our assets. How about that scam? Is that what's really going on? So, Scott, what is the name of the political party?
It's the U.S. Transformation Party.
USXP. Not to be confused, there is a USXP, and maybe it's a mistake of ours to be using it. There's a company that was named USXP, so we need to be careful. We have USXP.org, O-R-G, but our main web presence is on Facebook right now. U.S. Transformation Party is the official name as it is right now. And may I discuss, or shall we discuss, what you were just talking about?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know how much time you've got. Basically, this segment's another 4 minutes. If you can stay on, you know, there's 20 minutes after that in the long segment.
Yeah, I can stay on for a little bit longer. I'll try to keep my answers short. Yeah, basically, I wanted to agree with you with what you were saying about the Federal Reserve. But I want to add in that there are a ton of things that we can potentially do to not only end the Fed, but to take their teeth out, not literally, but to just remove their ability to control things by addressing things on a local level and by cooperating with each other. I've said that one before, but it's very important. I think that all of our groups, whether it's Occupy Wall Street or the Zeitgeist movement or those who are in favor of local currencies, we all have basically, I think, common goals, common ideals. There are things that we can do to cooperate with each other and essentially have our own system within the system and start whittling away at the control, the perceived control that these guys have. That's my perspective anyway. There's so many things that we can do, from business networks to information networks. I mean, we have the internet, but there are a lot of things that we can do off the web as well. Meetup groups, phone treaties, community co-ops, just tremendous list of things that we can do. And that's something that I really want to promote.
Yeah, there's you know, a good, like, kind of universal truth is that if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And what we've been getting is varying degrees of austerity. We're losing our standard of living. Our jobs are being exported. And we're being forced to shop more and more at Walmart, which extracts the wealth from our communities. And we're the quality of our food and our quality of life is being diminished. So
yeah, can I interject real quick?
Absolutely.
Before I lose my thought that you just brought up, you're talking about jobs, and just let me provide a perspective or a definition I have for jobs, and I'll give the microphone back to you. Basically, in my perspective, a job, J-O-B, is nothing more than a human hamster wheel. It's you and I running around as fast as we can, chasing a dollar bill that we're supposed to use to pay for things, bills that should be free anyway. I think that we're focused much in this country and around the world on this thing called the job, rather than trying to find ways to implement meaningful work that actually has some kind of a purpose to it other than generating profit for somebody. So, just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I speak about quite a bit is basically in a usury-free society where there's far more money than debt, it makes it easy for us to pay our debts off. And in that environment, if we have no debt, our house is paid off, our car is paid off, often by the age of 35 or 40, for the rest of your life, you can focus on your own human artistry and what makes, you know, what makes us unique. Anyway, we've got a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes. We'll have the long segment with Scott Kelly.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com.
Hello, hi. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils from Wall Street banks.
Indeed, indeed, it would be good if the people would get together in the street in the hood and organize their own local currency so that they can create abundance for themselves, so that they can create a paradigm under which that they are the sovereign. And our guest this hour is Scott Keller. And Scott, can I get that the name of that domain one more time so I have it for our show notes?
The name of what, I'm sorry?
The it's either the Facebook fan page or the domain name for the political party.
Oh, the domain name is usxt.org, and essentially all that's there on that page is a link over to the Facebook page. So if you're looking for the Facebook page, it's a good way to do it. But just looking up U.S. Transformation Party on Facebook, you'll get directed right to it.
So okay.
It's easy. And just a quick comment on the whole political party thing. I know there are a lot of people out there that are against the whole political system. And while there are a lot of negatives to the current group of people that are in charge of things,
I think that it's imperative for us to essentially take the party back, or take the whole system back. I mean, it's politics in general is just supposed to be the way that we control or handle our affairs on a societal level, whether it be community or by the state or the country, whatever. It's not meant to be a form of control, but we have allowed it to become that. So if we get people who are like-minded in positions, political positions, various offices around the country, then those people can start enacting things, or should I say de-acting things, to give the people of their community the power back that they had originally. It's supposed to be self-government, and it is because we have sat back and just watched it happen. We have seen our rights, our freedoms, essentially get eroded very quickly, and you know, we're seeing things like the Homeland Security and the TSA and the NDAA and all these things that everybody's complaining about. But if we don't get involved, if we don't start having our own efforts to take some of those offices back and take some of that control back, then what we end up with is our own fault. We can have protests. I mean, that's fine, but protests don't necessarily do a whole lot unless you then take that publicity that you've gotten to launch yourself into something that resolves these problems. My whole push for the presidency, or for, it's not even an expectation that I would win, but to get that kind of a message out there, to get people involved, and I was so much happier running this party, or being part of this party, than running for president. It's not about me, it's about everybody. It's about getting this movement going and getting some traction to it, some momentum to it, rather than just talk, let's act. Rather than just having conversations, let's implement some solutions. And Mountain Hours is great. I think that it should be vastly expanded on that local level. I think that if we were able to take over some of the local offices, like the mayor or getting into the city council or things like that, then something like Mountain Hours could be expanded such that you have a truly thriving city where there is no poverty, where there is no homelessness, where all this insanity that we're seeing will just be resolved. That if we don't do anything, if we just sit back on Facebook and post pictures and post fancy sayings, it's not going to solve anything. We have to take that mindset, take that perspective, and go implement some of them. We all have ideas of solutions that will work, but an idea that is not acted upon just remains an idea. So that's what the USXP is all about, or what it's supposed to be about. And that is to just present options, to get people to start acting, to start taking ideas and implementing them on a local level, and basically start creating a buffer between themselves and the people who are trying to control them. So that people or groups like the Federal Reserve, groups like the congressmen and the senators don't have the ability to have their way with us anymore. So,
yeah, we bring up often, like, basically, we, you know, set up a Jubilee plan, which is a step-by-step plan to take it all back via the sheriff. Because once the sheriff is the one who affects the fraudulent liens in the form of income taxes, property taxes, and foreclosures, and victimless crimes. So the sheriff is in a compromised position where they have are offered a choice where they can either defend or enforce their oaths, or they can feed their kids. And that is a they're in a compromised status because they're getting paid in Federal Reserve notes. Well, whoever controls the monetary system can control the flow of money toward the things that benefit them. So by doing this and starting an organic currency, it's with the intention eventually of people being hired in offices. You know, with organic money, you hire the organic justice system so that the justice system protects the interests of the local people, not the globalist system. So that's right on point with what you're describing.
Exactly. Absolutely. One other quick point, backing up a couple of steps here on something that you were talking about, which was the scarcity of money or scarcity of debt notes, essentially what Federal Reserve notes are. I guess everybody on this program pretty much already understands how debt equals money, money equals debt, and how the Federal Reserve plays into all this. But one aspect I think a lot of people don't notice, they know instinctively, I think, but they don't notice, that the distribution of those Federal Reserve notes, or what would should be U.S. notes, it always goes through that first line, which is the bankers. You know, the bankers create the money, and then they distribute that money always to their own kind. They distribute it to the banks. And then the banks are the controllers of who gets that money. Through their debts and through credit ratings and whatnot and favorabilities. So the people who need it, the communities who need an influx of something to trade with, a means of trade, as we were talking about earlier, whether it be Federal Reserve notes or U.S. notes or local currency, they're not getting it. They will never get it. And the people who have always gotten it will continue to always get it, because the same people are distributing it the same way, with the same usury, with the same system. And as you said, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is insanity. We can't continue to allow people to only hear one side of that. People have to understand or start understanding the fundamentals of the economy, the fundamentals of money, the fundamentals of how all this stuff fits together, what the national debt actually is. And it's not a function of the federal budget. The federal budget affects it to some extent, but it's not really a function of it. The function of it is the Federal Reserve Act. And the function of it is the international trade deficit, this incessant chasing of a GDP. There's so much at the roots. If we were to address those roots, then these problems, such as the national debt and unemployment or the lack of meaningful work, the lack of the ability to have health care, the lack of the ability to have a decent education, a real education, not just a training for robothood. All these things could be taken care of. It's one of the things that I've been interested in for a number of years, since I think 2001 or 2002 is when I started on this path. I've believed in this concept of local currency, and have wondered for all this time why people don't wake up and start using these things. And so anything that I can do to make that happen, to allow that transition or to be a catalyst for that transition, that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Right. Well, in Denver, it's actually the show that comes on after this that promotes it. You know, we have Mile High hours up here in Summit County. In Denver, they're initiating something called Mountain Hours here in Summit. They have Mile High hours down in Denver that they're just starting. They actually just completed their website a couple days ago, and ultimately we will trade our hours that we have in abundance. Generally, we have recreation and hospitality sorts of things in abundance here in Summit, and what they have in abundance in Denver that we lack is a longer rowing season, so they have food, which we sort of lack here. So by us trading those assets, producer to producer, without parasitism, it allows for abundance for both entities through essentially organic money, both there and here. But we can still trade them through just open contract. So that's milehighhours.com, and we are inviting everybody. We intend to grow this as a national network. We are going to make Mountain Hours shortly, not just a physical currency, but also a virtual currency that you can actually make payments with your cell phone. And it will update the balance of both the spender and the vendor who receives the money. So the technology is, we're at a very unique time and place in history that the technology of the people is equivalent to that of the controllers. So we need to stop being controlled. We need to just create these systems and utilize them. So the entire purpose of that political party, the USXT.org, U.S. Transformation Party, that's part of the solution, is that we have to have these debates, but then not just debate them, we come up with an idea, actually implement them, and that's where we're going now, is with this local currency thing, and to essentially set up franchises across the country where people can model this system. And we can set up the counties as laboratories to create the most abundance for the people. And we don't have to go, oh, those are socialists, or those are fascists, or those are, you know, just use language of division. Who cares what that thing is called? Whatever the thing is that produces the most abundance, let's copy that, and then innovate that and make it even better.
Yeah. And whenever anybody says something about socialism, you always have to respond with, what is socialism? Because a lot of people make this mistake of, they bought into the Kool-Aid, as it were, the rank-and-file people from both parties about what socialism is. It's essentially what they think that it is statism. The socialism really is supposed to be joint ownership of the people. It's free. It would be free trade, really. The government would not be involved in it, but just the opposite is assumed. I'm not necessarily for a blanket socialism. I'm for freedom and for advancement and the future. So it's a mix of things that I don't think that has ever been really tried in human history. Just what's best, what can we all do to maximize freedom and maximize our quality of life and have healthy food and have great health and an abundance of peace, etc. Removal of scarcity of the basic needs, at least. One thing I want to just say before I have to get off here, I want to say to not impose artificial limits on ourselves. A lot of these local currency efforts are very small efforts. And I think a lot of that happens because of this idea, or this, I think it's a perspective in the back of people's heads that it has to be on a small scale. It does not have to be on a small scale. You don't have to just trade food. You can form a group of people, essentially a local co-op, a local company, non-profit type effort, like Habitat for Humanity, and go around and rebuild houses. Buy up abandoned lots and sell them with using the mountain hours. You can provide jobs or meaningful work and pay in mountain hours. A lot of things that we can do, but we have to take the blinders off. We have to start expanding our awareness, expanding our horizons, start asking questions. Well, what really can we do?
We've got a break here. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with our final segment with Scott Keller.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
This is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, and we are joined with Scott Keller. And do look him up at USXT.org. It's the U.S. Transformation Party, looking to have meaningful debate about the most important topic that there is, the monetary issue. Who controls it? Who issues it? How is it circulated? And Scott, with respect to this initiative or that political party, is how are you reaching out to the community? What kind of do you guys have events at this point? What sorts of ways are you expanding your message?
Oh, we're just really getting some momentum going. We've got meetups that are starting at this point. We will start going through various communities, distributing whatever we can, just flyers or just sharing website address or things like that. One of our goals is to take money out of the equation. We're going to be looking for candidates that are not necessarily wealthy, people that don't necessarily have even a dime to their name. There's people that have a clue, that have a desire to change things, and then we're going to use the network to help promote each other and essentially cooperate in the campaigning, cooperate in the community canvassing, and just use word of mouth. And any ability that we do come up with to run TV ads, if that becomes an opportunity or becomes available to us, and then the ads that we will run will not be bashing the other candidate. It will be promoting these solutions, these potential options, and just what's possible for humanity, what's possible for the USA, what's possible for other countries around the world. That we can just share options rather than trying to go and impose options on people. I don't believe in trying to force anybody to do anything, but I do believe in sharing options. Because a choice with a very limited number of options, I think, is no choice at all. I think that we need to present as many options as exist rather than just saying, well, you can choose this or that. There are hundreds of potential options, and that's something that we want to be doing. But the effort in the communities is just going to be as cheap as we can make them. A lot of miles on the shoes, walking throughout the neighborhoods, forming events in the neighborhoods, forming meetups, having essentially focus groups or town halls where we get to have these kinds of discussions, but with a bunch of people participating instead of just one or two people talking. And just get these topics on the table and get concerns and get opposition out on the table, differing viewpoints, roadblocks, get them out on the table and start discussing them and grow from there. One goal that we have, or target that we have, I guess, is the year 2014, which is when the next congressional elections will be, following this year. And we're going to put up some candidates. We're going to find some people in the various communities. And as I said, we're going to help them.
I got to cut you off, Scott. We are out of time. We're into the bumper music. But do look up usxt.org. We're out of time. Thanks for your appearance.
The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one.
Are you against gay marriage, against abortion, against unjust and